Virginia Democrats block Born Alive, Informed Consent Pro-Life Bills. By Brecken F. Teese on February 17, 2023. Democrats in Virginia's Senate blocked two pro-life bills Thursday, continuing their streak of killing pro-life legislation in the Commonwealth. One bill, introduced by Del. Nick Freitas, R., would have protected the lives of unborn children in the event of a botched abortion, and the other, introduced by Del. Karen Greenhalgh, R., would have enforced informed consent on the procedure, fighting against high levels of pressure women receive to get abortions. Both measures passed the Republican-controlled House of Delegates. According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, over 60% of women who have had abortions reported high levels of pressure and even higher levels of mental health and quality of life problems. These represent the second and third major pieces of pro-life legislation the Democrat-controlled Senate has killed this year. In January, the pro-abortion Democrats also shot down a 15-week abortion ban. The same Democrats recently passed an amendment to Virginia's Constitution that would make killing the unborn a fundamental right in the Old Dominion. Every newborn baby deserves life-saving medical care, and every woman has the right to be fully informed before making a life-ending abortion decision, SBA Pro-Life America Southern Regional Director Caitlin Connors said in a press release. Democrats in the Virginia Senate showed their true colors today by blocking both these common-sense provisions. It is not the first time Virginia Democrats have shocked the nation with their support for abortion on demand at any point in pregnancy and even infanticide, she continued. Voters of the Commonwealth went on to reject the inhumane stance of Ralph Northam and Terry McAuliffe and elect a pro-life governor, administration and House instead. Yet even as polling shows a strong majority of Virginians across the board want to limit painful late-term abortions, pro-abortion Democrats are doubling down on their radical agenda, Connors concluded. Their extremism will be exposed so their constituents can hold them accountable. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.